Monday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the letter to Titus, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, a slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God, chosen one, and the recognition of religious truth, in the hope of eternal life, that God, who does not lie, wrought it before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word in the proclamation with which I was enchanted by the command of God our Savior, to Titus, my true child in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. For this reason, I left you in Crete, so that you might set right what remained to be done, and appoint registers in every town, as I directed you, on condition that a man be blameless, married only once, with believing children who are not accused of licentiousness or rebellion. For a bishop, at God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant, not irritable, not a drunkard, not aggressive, not greedy for sordid gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, temperate, just, holy, and self-controlled, holding fast to the true message at thought, so that he will be able both to exhort with sound doctrine and to refute opponents. 2. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. He said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the person to whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to call one of the little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sin, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day, and return to you 7 times, saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Christ's disciples must believe that they can make this world better. Living in a world with so many bad things, such as contention, hatred, violence, and war, people are easy to choose either ignoring it or criticizing them. People of the past advised, "It is better to light up a candle than to rebuke darkness." Jesus' disciples must believe that they can make the world better by preaching the gospel, doing good deeds, and training future good leaders. Today's reading helps people to recognize that they can make the world better. In the first reading, after establishing many recent communities, St. Paul concerned about how to sustain them after he left. In today's reading, he instructed Titus, whom he left as threat, how to establish leaders for leading the faithful there. In the Gospel, Jesus taught his disciples not to be caused for others to sin, but they must teach, correct, and forgive others. Above all, they need to have a strong faith in God, who can do all things, and to believe others can be changed. Second analysis, first reading, preaching the gospel and leading the local church. Paul's letter to Titus, his disciple, gives us an inside look to one of the early churches at Rhodes Island. Though the preaching of the gospel is important to help people to believe in Christ, but to organize a local church to protect the faithful from dangerous temptations is not less important. St. Paul wisely recognized this, so he led his disciples, such as Timothy and Titus, stay back with them to organize local churches and provide necessary conditions for them to choose the elders and the administrators to lead local churches, while he continued to spread the gospel to other locations. Third point, St. Paul's mission. He listed out three things which he must do for people. First, he must help those chosen by God to faith by believing in Christ. Secondly, he must teach them to recognize all religious truth which are corresponding to the holy religion. Lastly, he must guide them to live in a way that they will attain the eternal life with God, who never lies, promised them before time began. Second point, Titus' duties. St. Paul early recognized that he is unable to do all works, but needs help from many people. He must choose and train his disciples before he can hand the works to them. He knew that the most important condition to work with others is to have a common faith, which is to believe God as the Father and Christ as the Redeemer. This common faith is the necessary force to wipe out all differences and to help people to work together for God's kingdom to come. St. Paul stated the reason why he left Titus remain in Crete. I left you in Crete so that you might set right what remains to be done, and appoint rebuters in every town as I directed you. He replied, the necessary condition to select chukai of leaders in local church. First, the elders, rebiteros. Like the Jewish tradition, the elder chosen among people are one part of the leadership. According to Paul's standards, a man must be blameless, marry the only one, with believing children who are not accused of licentiousness and rebellious. Sin registers are people who live among people. Their faith, manner, and family shall be observed by people. If they are unable to control themselves and govern their family, how could they govern and lead others? Second, the administrator, Episcopos, are the head and responsible for the local churches before the church. Since this is the important position, Paul not only gave the bad habits they should not have, but also the virtues they must have. They should not have the bad habit. God's steward must be blameless, not arrogant, not irritable, not a rancor, not aggressive, not ready for sordid gain. They should have the virtues, hospitable, a lover of goodness, temperate, just, holy, and self-controlled, holding fast to the true message, a thought, so that he will be able both to exhort with sound doctrine and to refute opponents. Second, the gospel. The religious life of a Christian. Today's passage highlights three things related to the recent life. 18 is contained in two verses. First, a call for people to fall. The great Jews scandalon. This now had three meanings. First, a trap to catch mice, or a nail is put on the street to cause explosion of tides. Second, a call for sin, such as casino, brothels, bad websites, dirty jokes, slander. Even Christ's cross is a call for sin for those who do not believe. Third meaning, a person who causes other to sin, such as prostitutes, those who wear provocative clothes, those who set bad examples for children. Jesus called Peter Satan because he is a god for sin. If there is a fire, there will be smoke. If there is no cause, there will be no sin. Jesus said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than that he should cause one of the little ones to sin. The one who causes children to sin commits a grave sin because they are not matured to make a distinction between good and bad things yet. Second point, fraternal correction and forgiveness. The Matthew Gospel explained more clearly than Luke. See Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 and 21 to 22. In Luke, these themes are abbreviated in two sentences. First, one must first correct people, then forgive if they repent. Take heed to yourself. If your brother sin, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Second, one must always forgive. If he sin against you 7 times in the day, and turn to you 7 times and say, I repent, you must forgive him. Third point, the power of faith. The apostle said to Jesus, increase our faith, because it is not easy to avoid of being a cause for people to sin or to always forgive. Jesus said to his disciples, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, be rooted up and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. This attitude is needed for people to act. If one does not have this kind of attitude, he will not fulfill any hard works. God will not command people to do impossible tasks. If one believes in him, he will achieve things he never thinks he is able to do them. Because nothing is impossible to God. Application in life. We must believe that we can help to build a better world by preaching the gospel, or selecting good leaders, or creating a healthy environment for people to live. Such that, to set good examples, to get rid of bad examples, to correct and to forgive each other. Amen.